It is the last.
If adventure has a name,
I'm excited.
It must be Indiana Jones.
And if the last BPP segment of the week has a name, it must be Daniel Holloway. See, I tried to get my little movie voice there.
I like
here,
that.
Here to talk about what in is world, and isn't Daniel worth Holloway. Seeing this weekend. And we are talking about a movie, a long-awaited movie, a very excited fan base for Indiana Jones, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Steven Spielberg directs. George Lucas wrote the story and is executive producer. And, you know, George Lucas has a little bit of a habit. He likes to make big blockbuster movies with Harrison Ford and slowly lose some of his inspiration. And then by the time he gets to the fourth movie, it can often, what's the technical term? Suck.
That's pretty technical.
Yeah. He did it with Star Wars, and now he has the fourth part of the Indiana Jones franchise. What do you think?
I will say this for the new Indiana Jones film. No one gets peed on in it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's a start.
It's Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and Indy is now about 133 years old. He's fighting
so
Al-Qaeda.
Could have incontinence.
And no, he's actually, it's set in 1957, which, as if you're a fan of the Indiana Jones movies, you know they're all set during World War II. And he fights the Nazis. This time he's fighting the Russians.
Not as good.
Cate Blanchett plays a jackboot-wearing Russian who needs him to find an artifact of enormous power. So, yes. And Shia LaBeouf plays Jar Jar Binks wearing a leather jacket. And the best part about it is that Karen Allen, who played Marion Ravenwood in Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, the 58 years ago or whatever, has resurfaced to reprise that role. And she's great. She's the best thing about this movie.
Oh, great. But, you know, normally at this point we would play a little bit of the trailer. But Paramount has provided us with just a bunch of whip sounds and car crashes, no actual dialogue. And, you know, as radio, we sort of need that. So we're going to play a little bit of this trailer. And, Daniel, as best you can remember, I want you to do a little scene from the movie. All right, let's hear it.
Russians. We named the dog Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
so it has the kind of memorable lines that you walk out of the theater quoting.
Yeah, you walk out of the theater quoting lines from previous films.
Does he hate snakes?
He does hate snakes. Yeah, I hate snakes.
There's
definitely a snake scene.
Does he almost leave his hat behind?
Yeah, he totally almost. He has the hat gets stuck in something. He has to go get it. Like, I'm not going to hate on Indiana Jones tropes, you know? I love them. I love all three movies. I don't consider this one of those movies.
I got it. He loves all three movies. There's nothing wrong with all of the Indiana Jones.
But this is the problem, and this is what you get from Star Wars, which is if you have something that is so beloved and has all these, just keep them going. It's on a loop, much like in the movie itself. But you know, if you set up all these things and people love them so much, it's all about the execution and a big setup for this. And so, at the end of the day, is it just? I mean, where was the problem? Is it the script? Are the actors too old? Is it just a bad idea to make another movie?
I think it's just a bad idea to make another movie. The characters changed. The character is older now, and it's not so much. You know, Harrison Ford, to be frank, does not pull his weight in it. You know, he is. I don't know. I don't want to call it an age thing, but he's definitely. There's not that old verve in him that you saw in the previous films.
He's not as into it as Sean Connery was into The Last Crusade.
No.
He doesn't bring the same.
Absolutely not. And I think, you know, with him playing the older character, in Last Crusade, there's a sort of, it was set up so that, you know, even though Sean Connery was playing the older character, he was, you know, Indy was still the central character. This time you have the older character as the central character and the younger guy giving him somebody to talk to, and it just doesn't work as well. Also, the script, Lucas co-wrote the script, and Lucas just can't write. You know,
he just can't. His inability to write has hurt his career as a screenwriter.
But why does this happen? I mean, is it just a financial pressure to put out a fourth movie? I mean, do you have any insight into how the studio system makes this kind of thing inevitable?
I don't really know. I do think if you look at Spielberg and Lucas, you see them constantly going back to their, you know, their biggest films and, you know, adding new special effects to E.T. or, you know, releasing a fourth version of the original Star Wars films or, I don't know, like, you know, digitally enhancing Goldie Hawn and Sugarland Express. I mean, I don't know. It's they constantly feel the need to come back to these things. And with Indiana Jones, this is a sort of central character to both of their overs. And it's – I think they want to make the point that they still got it.
Very quickly, we just semi-trashed a really huge movie. I know there's a really small movie that you liked. Could you just very quickly recommend it?
Yeah, The Children of Wangxi. It's about a gentleman named George Hogg who was in China in 1937 and saved a bunch of orphans from the Japanese invaders.
All right. Daniel Holloway writes reviews for Metro. He's a writer at Us Weekly. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Hey, thanks, guys.
And that is it for this hour of the BPP.
That's all she wrote for this historic male-centered Bryant Park Project. Two men hosting the Bryant Park Project for the first time. It violates all laws of nature.
Well, I'm going right now to have a thick steak and a frosty beer.
And we're
going to
arm wrestle.
That is it. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I am Robert Smith, in for Rachel Martin. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.